warfarin is a blood-thinning medication with millions of prescriptions every year in the U.S., and it was invented by a team led by a UW-Madison researcher, Carl Paul Link.
The same compound in the medicine is also used as a rat poison, leaving a fascinating legacy for the man who helped discover it.
And it all started on a cold February day when a farmer showed up on the UW-Madison campus with a dead cow.
Journalist and author Doug Moe shares the story in a new biography. It's called Saving Hearts and Killing Rats, Carl Paul Link and the Discovery of Warfarin. Doug, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you, Rob.
What drew you to the story of Carl Paul Link and his really significant discoveries and inventions?
Well, you know, I had done a newspaper column for the Capital Times back in the early 2000s when a Yale professor wrote a book, and part of that book speculated that Joseph Stalin had actually been murdered by his generals by warfarin poisoning. And Carl Paul Link, of course, is the lead discoverer of warfarin here on the Madison campus. So I had Link on the mind and warfarin when Carl's son, Tom Link, who's a Madison resident, approached me, and now we're back, gosh, 15 years ago or so, about maybe doing a book on his dad. You know, his dad, Carl Paul Link, was a famous biochemist, very colorful individual as well. I was writing my newspaper column at the time, though, and deferred. But then in 2015, when I was invited not to return to the newspaper business, I took Tom up on it. And so it's been in the works for quite a while. We had a setback with the pandemic because Link's excellent archive here at UW was closed. And so we just did complete it. But yeah, Link, one of the most colorful Madisonians, you know, in 50 years of journalism here that I've ever encountered. I wish I had met him.
We'll dig into his colorful personality in just a bit. I want to get into the road to this discovery. Now, warfarin, what I was looking, 2 million people in the United States still taking this medication, others derived from it. Also a commonly used rat poison. The discovery starts amazing. He's on the UW campus. A farmer comes from a long way away. Pick up the story from there.
Yeah, a young farmer named Ed Carlson from St. Croix County comes down on a bitterly cold Saturday morning in February of 1933. And he's looking for the Ag Experiment Station, which is closed. It's a Saturday. Somehow finds his way to the Ag building, which is now Biochem, and Carl Paul Link is there, even though it's the weekend. And Carlson has with him a dead cow, a bucket of cow's blood, and a batch of sweet clover hay. And he explains that his cows have been dying, hemorrhaging. You know, if they bump up against barbed wire and start bleeding, the blood won't stop. He's just beside himself. He's lost several cows, and a veterinarian had said it might be something in the feed, but very vague. And Link, who was a carbohydrate chemist and starting at what was projected as a great career in that field, really took on this farmer's cause, and something really clicked with this visit. And for the next 6-7 years, Carl and his grad students in the lab worked on that sweet clover hay to find out what it was in that made the cow's blood not coagulate. You know, they did like 10,000 blood coagulation tests, I found in my research. And eventually they were able to isolate what it was. It's coumarin in the hay that caused their blood not to coagulate. And Lincoln and his team then were able to reproduce that synthetically and came up with a blood thinner called dicoumarol, which ended up being kind of a precursor, not quite as effective anticoagulant as warfarin.
Now, take us down the road. We've got this initial discovery of this anticoagulant that is medically useful, right, for treating blood clots, people having strokes or heart attacks given this medication. We end up with this more effective medication, warfarin, that's also a rat poison. Connect the dots. How did they get there to those two radically different uses from that initial discovery?
Sure. Well, you have to jump to the late 40s or circa 1950 or so. And a young service guy who was suffering depression stumbled into a military hospital out east and was not doing well. And it turned out he had attempted suicide by ingesting large amounts of the rat poison warfarin. And, you know, a light bulb kind of clicked on here in Madison for Carl Paul Link. And he thought, well, maybe there would be a way if warfarin isn't lethal, at least in the amounts that this individual took, you know, maybe there's a way to tweak it a bit, and it can be a better human anticoagulant than dicumarol. And indeed, that's what happened. They came up with a water-soluble sodium salt derivative of warfarin. They called it warfarin sodium. And eventually that became one of the world's, and still, as you say, does it still exist as one of the great human anticoagulants.
We're talking to Doug Moe about his new book, Saving Hearts and Killing Rats, Carl Paul Link and the Discovery of Warfarin. Let's meet Carl now as a person, an immigrant family, a German immigrant family in Indiana, not a wealthy family, as I'm reading your book, Doug. What put him in this position in Wisconsin where he was poised to make such amazing discoveries?
Well, he never definitively said what brought him to Madison, although his parents were great fans of Robert La Follette. And I think that's as good a guess as any of what brought him to the University of Wisconsin. He originally thought he would go to medical school, but he lacked funds. So he ended up becoming a scientist. And you know, when you say meet him, it's amazing how his personality, how colorful he was. There was a Madison newspaper writer named John Newhouse, very good feature writer for the State Journal, and he became sort of a Boswell to Link. And there's one particular quote that I love of Newhouse on Link, kind of describing him. And he says, you know, he's a world famous scientist, but here in Madison, we're used to seeing him needing a haircut, needing a shoe shine, driving a beat up station wagon, and getting into fascinating brawls with eminently respectable persons who have impeccable haircuts and well polished shoes. But he loved to mix it up in a lot of ways.
And interesting, you hear different stories. In many cases, Carl Paul Link being very generous with the grad students, the assistants, the staff he worked with in sharing credit. And yet, conflicts over credit for work, both from his early years as kind of the student and then with some of the people he worked with, including on warfarin. Can you talk about those two sides that people tell of Carl?
Yeah, many of the, and again, not many survive in terms of his students, but the a few that I was able to interview did talk about his generosity and how he asked them to do things on their own to gain the confidence of, you know, that they would help their later science. But he did. He had a few very, very serious fallings out. And unfortunately, to my mind, one of them was with a grad student of his, a young man named Mark Stahmann, who helped. He's on the warfarin patent with Carl and a third man, Miyoshi Akawa. They're the three inventors of warfarin. But as time went on, Carl and Stahmann had a falling out. I worked very hard to try to find out what finally was behind it. It seems like there was some dispute about proper credit for the discovery. But again, a definitive answer sort of escaped me.
Well, in 2025, we're seeing cuts to some of this kind of basic research funding, limits on the ability of scholars to travel to the United States, or concerns about that. Do you kind of look at current events through Carl Paul Link's eyes and wonder, you know, what he would write, what he would say today?
Well, he would be aghast. I mean, if I may say that boldly, I think you know, he devoted his life to research at the university and teaching, but that research component, you know, it 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 led to one of the great medical breakthroughs of the 20th century. So, when I see what's happening, I'm a UW grad, English major, you know, but I have no doubt in my mind that he would be very upset and I'm sure quite vocal about it.
Doug, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. I enjoyed it.
Doug Moe is a Madison-based journalist and author. He was with us today to share his new book. It's called Saving Hearts and Killing Rats, Carl Paul Link and the Discovery of Warfarin.